Our next speaker had to go to a hospital, I'm afraid, but we have perfect replacement. Some of his colleagues, Mr. Lindner and Mr. Ludwig from Siemens in Fürth, they are going to talk about a large installation with Solaris and Samba, and I need to get their laptop now.
Okay, thank you, Volker. Some change. My name is Mr. Ludwig, and Mr. Lindner is sitting there on the table.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
So he's responsible for answering the more detailed technical questions. I'm from the management. I'm the CIO of a department in the Siemens company in Fürth. And before we start, I want to talk about our department and to know what load we have on the system, how many people, and what we are responsible for. In our location, but sorry, because yesterday I got this slideshow, so it's not my personal show, so I have to use the papers, and I have to translate for our colleagues from the Samba team. And sorry, this is a German slide, so perhaps we can send you the English version, but I don't have it here. So I try to translate some of these points here. So we have in the location Siemens in Fürth, for the guys, perhaps you know Nuremberg. Fürth is nearby Nuremberg, about 20 kilometers. We have 2,500 employees, and we are responsible for four locations in Fürth, Chemnitz, Karlsruhe, and Leipzig. And we have also a joint venture in Shanghai. The production from our department, it starts from circuit boards to container for power generation control. So we have really from small parts to really big parts in our factory. Yeah, we also do the purchasing, the sales, marketing, and logistics, and very important for a whole division, the total repair center for all the electronic parts and the products. From the IT side, we are driving 2,200 client systems, and right now it's not 400, right now we have 500 networked printers and about 3 terabytes of data. And services, RLR, remote LAN access, roaming users, and some home working places. What was the vision from our department? Before we start, we had some vision, and most of them is real right now. And what we are talking about is we want to have that every people have anyone, anytime, with any device, at any place of the world, connect to any resource of our data in the company. This was the vision, and we does this vision with a Sun machine of, I think we start 2.5 years ago with a Sun E10K, what you see in the front of the page. I would say this is for me the magic triangle. Before you start such a program or project, you have to think about technology, you have to think about the people and the process. If you think only to technology, this project doesn't work. So you have also to have the people with the know-how, the people with education to run the system, and also you have to change the process in the department how to work with the system. This is very important before you start something like this. Yeah, before we start, for the management, they ask us, why should we do this? And we said, okay, you have to save cost, or you save costs. And they, we have to go outside and take some studies, and is that real to save money? And here we have a study of the Gartner Group that said the whole cost savings, about 29%, about 3 years, hard software cost, 38%, admin and support costs, about 60% reducing. Nobody think that this is real, but after we have run this project, this is really real. So now we have some preconditions from our management before we start this. Now I have to get my papers here. Sorry. With some points. We have to really get some economic efficiency. That's what the management like to know. And also the data exchange to other Siemens processes shouldn't be affected when we start the project. Also the cover of the invest, yeah, because every year we get, due to the demands of our customer, more and more memory and space, memory space on the machines, yeah. So we have to buy a really big machine which longs about 5 years about. Yeah. So, and the factory should run without any disturbance while the project is running. This is some points and some preconditions from our management. How did we this project? First, you have defined your processes. How to run the project, then how to run the process, the new process in the division, in the departments. We have done some assessments, then to choose the architecture, to design the architecture. Then we visit some big customers which have done something like this to get the result, the real result, not only the papers. We are talking about with our vendors about some SLA contracts and about maintenance contracts is very important. Then we start the project with the network, the server, and the data consolidation. At the end, we have a new project which is running right now. It's to have an enterprise portal. So at any place of the world, I can go into via internet and have all my data which belong to my working place in the office. So I need only an internet address and that's all. We have done also some risk management. This is very important, which because 2,000 people is a very high risk to change over to a new system, because we have really a running factory. And this is the main base for this factory. And you see here, the first thing is, or the important thing is, the availability of personnel, of people, employees, who can run the system and are very, really firm in Unix or something like this. The next step was, but we skipped this project. We do it right now for the whole, or we try to get it for the whole Siemens company. A window application like MS Exchange. We want to change Exchange. We want to go to some Oracle or Sun solution. But you heard it before in some presentation before, we also have some political problem in the company. Especially myself had a very big problem in the last 2 years with Microsoft, because this project was also in some newspapers and also in the house paper in Redmond, in the newspaper, that we does Siemens does this server consolidation against Microsoft. So I got a lot of problems in the office. Okay, that you have to do before you start something like this, risk management. This was the project with the server consolidation, and now we are on to get some new project, the portal I mentioned, the internet firewall is already finished, and now we are going to the SYN clients via terminal server or something like this. I want to show you some pictures, how it looks like before and how it looks really right now. This is our computer center. I said always it looks like a war house, many types of PCs, many cabling, and on every PC some NT version, and this cost a lot of work, a lot of administration work, and also a lot of costs. Yeah, just we want to go through it. This was the past, and we have about 12 people to run these systems here. And this is only example. I think many of you knows this and have the same at home. This is always not at home, okay. But we have some guys, they have the same thing at home, yeah. okay. Yeah, this was always the past. Something like this, very impressive. Yeah. So now we start the project, and this is the architecture. What we have one E10K central server in the cellar with two main switches, and from each main sender switch, we have a double wired cabling to each floor in our buildings. So we have this redundancy to each floor, but not to each PC. And I think when we start this project, we don't have any downtime with this network since we started this. Yeah, this is the network. On the left side, you see the past, and on the right side, the new cabling and the new cabinets right now. And this is also the past and today. Today we have only the Sun machine on the right side with the memory cabinets, and right now we have a new cabinet which contains the amount of memory of all these three cabinets on the right side. So it goes smaller and smaller year to year. Yeah. What kind of things we need to buy this server when we started this project? We said, okay, we have some scaling. We need some scaling because the memory of space goes up more and more every year, and also the tools, the software. We have more and more something like application service providing, and now we have, I think, more than 28, or is it 28 right now, CPUs? 28 CPUs. We have several domains on this system. For example, one domain is also an SAP system, and on one domain we have a PC Netlink, and on one domain we have Samba. Okay, these are more technical details, nothing from me. So these are the file service of PC Netlink with file and print service, PDC, BDC server, WIN server, some standard protocols like TCP, IP and NetBIOS, and administration with Unix CLI, Sunlink server manager, and the NT admin tools. We started to transfer all these things to the Samba, but I will mention it later. We had also some big problems with Samba or Samba between and NT. And this is the file service of Samba. Why did we choose Samba? Because we have this worldwide support through this community, and that's why I'm here, to see what is the power behind this Samba. Yeah, for me, in the management, it's very important to do this. And when we had these problems with our server, we got really a big support. And it's nearly compatible to Windows NT. We have this automatically printer driver download. It's very stable, and we have a really good performance with a load of 2.0, whatever it means. I'm not a technical, but it's quite fast. And we have it for each Unix platform. The problem what we had in the past when we start this project, we have this about 1,800 users on the system, And in the beginning, the system fails also because of some problems in the network, and the machine disconnect all the users from the primary domain controller, and it starts again with all these 800 users at once. And then we this primary domain controller fails, and it was dead, nearly dead. So we had a problem that 1,800 users cannot connect with their PC to the server. And this was a real big problem, because 1 or 2 days without any PC connection in the factory and everywhere in the office, we had a real lots of problems. Now we have, I would say, some tricky programming in the machine. There's some, perhaps Mr. Lindner can explain it later a little bit better, what we have done. So the last slide is only to show how our system now looks like. We have this local area network, and in the center we have this big machine, this E10K, and then we have two connections. One connection, it called SIP. This is the internal Siemens network with a DMZ zone also, because we are wired from one location to another location via the telecom, and so we have also to use a firewall system internal at Siemens. And the other connection is directly to the internet, also through the DMZ and through the firewalls. And you see also here in hardware, these are the machine. We mainly use hardware from Sun. And for the firewall, we have these Sun Netras. These are small, very flat boxes installed in a cabinet. And so our room in the cellar is very small, and it's not so much hardware for many users. And not much hardware means not much administration, and not much administration means less costs for us. Okay, that was a short presentation from my side, from the management side. Technical questions, please, to Mr. Lindner. And I would thank the audience for this. Thank you.
Yeah, many thanks, Mr. Ludwig. And now I would like to hand the microphone to Mr. Lindner, maybe to talk a bit more about the problems he had with the machine and how he solved them.
Thanks. The problem, Mr. Ludwig says, we have to die as a primary domain controller with the power of 1,800 users, and we have got a hack from Volker. We have PW dump on the domain controller. We the data from the SAM we tried to write into SMB password day, and we transfer to the Samba server, and the Samba server has an authentication to local files to SMB password day, and we have to this time no problem with the machine. We have 3 months, 4 months, no problem with the authentication in the network.
Thank you. The problem was that a Windows NT domain controller is not able to authenticate two users simultaneously. And you can imagine when 1,800 users simultaneously reconnect, it just happens that two come in at the same time. At least the PDC sees it this way. And the PDC simply says, okay, wrong password, which the Samba server believes and doesn't try again. And so we did a little hack, so we just dumped the password database, so the PDC is not asked anymore. Andrew Trutcher then found that we really have to serialize the authentication requests, and this should work in the future. And why I explained this in detail so much is, even if you find a problem, an interoperability problem with Windows, because Samba is so open, most of the time you can find hacks around it, which might be short-term solutions, waiting for a real solution, but most of the time you really get the machine to work again. It might not be nice, but it works. And you can look at the code, you can ask the people, and you can get it to work again very, very fast.
Just expanding a little bit on what the problem was, it may affect a number of sites, particularly if, say, you have a power failure and many hundreds or thousands of machines reconnect and authenticate to a PDC simultaneously. The core problem was an assumption in the design of Windows NT that a single IP address will only have a single thread of execution that is making authentication requests to the primary domain controller. So if when two sockets are open simultaneously, and if the first socket gets a couple of steps into the authentication process, then the client task switches, so the second socket gets partway through, then NT thinks it must be that the client has rebooted or the client has reconnected, and it throws away the first socket. It doesn't actually fail the authentication, it actually sends what's called a TCP FIN. Okay, second problem. Right, okay. But the solution that we ended up using is serialization. In order to work around this problem, the correct fix would be to fix NT, because this problem could also happen in a pure Microsoft environment. If you used masquerading or NAT techniques, then many NT boxes could appear as a single IP address, and it would be possible to get exactly the same problem in a pure Microsoft environment, where a lab of machines reboots, reconnects, and they would fail to connect because the server thinks they're coming from a single IP address. Now, so the correct fix is hopefully Microsoft will fix this in a future release. But meanwhile, in Samba for the upcoming releases, we have now a semaphore that ensures that we serialize the authentications to the domain controller, so that a single Samba server only ever initiates a single authentication transaction at once.
Jeremy fixed the second problem.
Yeah. So Andrew initially found this problem and put the fix in. And I was up at HP Roseville working on HP's print appliance, and essentially the problem still appeared when we were running with an NT4 primary and backup domain controller. And we were authenticating something like 65,000 users. We were not hitting it with more than 10 or 15 simultaneous users. But what would happen is, as soon as two authentication connections went to the same PDC or BDC, it was a very interesting problem. It was a different one from the one that Andrew saw. It didn't just drop the connection with a TCP FIN. It would actually fail the logic internally and tell Samba that the machine account password it was using to authenticate was incorrect. And so what we ended up having to do was completely serialize the entire process from connection TCP setup to TCP teardown. And when you do that, we managed to sort of cycle through running 15 authentications per second, sort of 65,000 users for like 3 days. Without getting a single authentication failure. Now, what we intend to do in the future is, because it's reasonably expensive doing the TCP setup and teardown for every single one of these, is that we'll eventually change Samba so that if you're running WinBind, it will pass the authentication requests to WinBind, which will keep a connection open to the domain controller. And that will be much more efficient because it'll keep all the credentials current and we'll just be doing a single authentication request. But that was kind of a sign of sort of Quantum found one problem, HP found another. I'm not sure whether the differences in the behavior we saw was because Andrew was testing against Windows 2000 domain controllers and HP were testing against NT4 domain controllers. So it may have been that the race condition was changed in Microsoft code between the two releases. But with the 2.2.4 and all upcoming releases, the authentication problems with machine passwords or whatever should be a thing of the past. So.
Yeah, okay. Many thanks to Siemens again and to Jeremy and Andrew. Now we should have a little break. There's to be going to be coffee outside. And after the break, it's going to be to 10:40, we're going to have a talk in German. Michael Spürer has to tell a lot of interesting things, but you might have difficulties to understand him, which is very sad, but so we see you at 10:40 again here.